How good can LaMelo Ball be? Is he an all-star? Superstar? Will he revert to a role player? Will he digress? There's so many ways that this man's career can go. And I'm all here for it. For the ups, the downs. The times where he shows us, hey, he is what he says he is. And the times where we want to question, is he really rare? The moments when, will he have these moments? I want to say when, but will he have these moments? Will he have those game sevens? Will he be able to get to the playoffs? Will he be able to win a championship? How many can he win if he wins one? You know what people don't realize about his game is? They talk about his confidence. They talk about his swagger, his IQ, his passing ability. But I think his best ability is something we never talk about. You got to remember, everybody on that level knows what's really going on. So you got to be a different kind of cat to really make guys go, yo, that kid's nice. Yo, he's a problem. You got to be a different kind of cat to make Draymond Green go on ESPN First Take and go, hey, LaMelo's that dude. Even Luka saw it too. Shout out to King Fuse Lighthouse. Shout out to Rev, the host of King Fuse Lighthouse. He did a breakdown of LaMelo's game. Wonderful breakdown. Go watch that. Man knows his game. Man knows the basketball for real. Like, that's why I'm over there, bro. I freaking love it that he just started making. Like, he's the first to make that idea. So when people start stealing that, I'll be the first to go, y'all trying to copy Rev. So he did a breakdown on LaMelo's game. And honestly, it was a great breakdown. You get what I'm saying? Like, the potential of LaMelo Ball is crazy because, like I said, his best skill that no one talks about is unpredictability. Unpredictability. Why is that important? Because even in the playoffs, you got to have that certain, Kobe had that certain, hey, I might do this, you never know. The greats, you never know. LeBron pulls out the crazy triple-double. You never see it coming. It's the unpredictability. And I believe that boy LaMelo is playing like he just doesn't. I believe he's playing like he knows what's going on, but nobody else knows what's going on. The things that he can do. And this ain't the meat rod, man. This is just what it is. And I believe that he can, like I said, he can go down this season. He can go up. But from what I hear, that boy has a tremendous work ethic. From what I hear, Lonzo has a tremendous work ethic. Lonzo was shooting the most horrible stats, and now this man is damn near about to be 50, 40, and maybe 80? I think we disrespect these boys and say they don't love the game. I think you disrespect when you say they don't love the game. I think you disrespect when you say they don't love the game because their work ethic is there. It's present. It's presented to you, you know? It's right in front of your eyes. How great LaMelo can be. That's the question I'm asking y'all. Is he an all-time great? Is he a John Wall? Shows his flashes at first. It's great, but doesn't really hit his mark. No offense to John Wall. John Wall is a great player. You know, injuries played a part in that. You know, injuries definitely played a part. You feel me? Injuries definitely played a part. I had to get the music back on, my fault, y'all. But injury definitely played a part in John Wall's career. But what can LaMelo do for real? What I saw in his first year, let me break it down. What I saw in his first year. And as I watched every game, I was like, okay, his first game, 0 points. I was like, shit, he shit the bricks. I was one of those people going, damn, he really did shit the bricks. You know what I'm saying? And then I flashed back to Lonzo's first game, and I remember I was like, yo, I'm overreacting. Because I wasn't afraid that Melo couldn't do what he did. It was just, I was tired of hearing the naysayers talk shit about this family. It is really annoying. Because instead of pushing this family instead of being supportive of this family, like we are of the Antetokounmpos and all these other people, we want to bash this family because this family wants to change the narrative and wants to take in ownership and wants to do things their way. Nah, because everybody's not doing it y'all way. You don't like it. Nah, fuck that. So how good can this kid be? Because before Lonzo was drafted, people thought Lonzo could be really good. And then some people didn't believe Lonzo could be that good because they believe it was hype. But there is no doubt you are not going to step up to LaMelo and make LaMelo feel like he has to put his back to the basket against you because, like Rev said, his handles are superb. He is not the type of person who's going to protect the ball. He's going to tell you, come get it. See if you got it like that. Because LaMelo looks like he was born with the basketball. Real shit. Think about it. I know I'm not tripping. Watch him play with the ball. It looks like he was born with the basketball. And when he was younger, he was like, I'm more flashier than him and all this. Like, I remember talking. They was like, why do you think you're better than your brother? I'm more flashier than him. And yeah, people like to see me play. And it was just like, this kid doesn't know what sauce he really has. And I think he kind of figured it out because Jermaine Jackson. Shout out to Jermaine Jackson. Shout out to LeVar. Shout out to everybody that played a part in his life. Because shout out to him for doing the things that he needed to do also. And not giving up on himself when everybody was saying, your father fucked up your career. How those people like it now? If you said that, how you like that now? Fuck, nigga. Anyways, you know, I'm sorry. A little bit of anger came out there. I wasn't trying to do all that. But let's talk about it, though. How good can the kid be? I'm going to tell y'all what I think, respectfully. And I want to start with the second year, because this matters. I believe he's going to do exactly what he did when he started. I am not looking at him as the kid who averaged 15 points, 6 rebounds, and 7 assists, or whatever the stats may be. I am looking at him from his starter stats. Hey guys, 20 games he came off the bench. They wanted him to earn it over there in Charlotte. And guess what? He fucking earned it. So for those who are saying Devontae Graham is better, why is he not starting over there? Because there's a stigma, my nigga. If that was Cade Cunningham, Jalen Green, they'd be starting. But you know what? I can't say that because Anthony Edwards didn't start too. It's okay, though. But let's be real. When you were watching LaMelo play, did it look like he was meant to be on the bench? Let's be respectful. I don't know why the hell they wasn't starting the number one pick. Who don't start Anthony Edwards? Are you stupid? I'm gonna do an episode on him too. Because I love his game just as much as I love LaMelo's game. I was the one saying this draft class is better than what people think. No, this draft class sucks. It's ass. This is not third. No. This draft class is really good. It's just because of COVID, because of everything going on, nobody could do preparation on them. Nobody could see talent. And guess what? When they can't see what you're doing, what they're going to say? Oh, I don't think they're really that good. Hey, I'm not going to... I don't really know how to watch film. I don't really know how to watch basketball. Hey, man, can you show me what I'm looking at? I got this job for no reason. I just say, hey, somebody's nice, and I just read off somebody's stuff. Hey, I ain't going to lie, man. I heard that in a podcast. I don't even know if to call it, but I heard that in the lit house, and it resonated with me. So I'm just pushing that on. I just heard that in the lit house, you know. You know, like Rev say, each one teach one. I just had to bring that here. You know what I'm saying? Show love. But yeah, a lot of people don't do studying. They don't do the research. They don't look at the film. I'm telling you right now, and I'm somebody who wanted to be like a serious avid 2K player. And I break down film and, I really watch film, like, because I love the game of basketball. And for me, I was able to experience, like, be able to play the game, like, at a good level without being able to use my body. Because in the game, it's a mental thing. You know what I'm saying? You just got to know the sticks. And everything else is on autopilot. And I'm telling y'all right now, the shit LaMelo's doing, I try to imitate in a video game, and it's even still hard. And I still make it look kind of easy, but it's hard. Like, bro, this kid is that nice. That's what I'm saying. At the end, we're just not nice, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of nice niggas, but I don't know, man. LaMelo just got this fanfare. I just think we're, okay, his second season stats, because his first, because when he was, like I said, when he was starting, he was averaging 20 points. Well, they said 19 points, something, but it's basically 20 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists. And those were his starting stats. He started after 22 games, I believe. He started against Miami Heat. That was his first game. And then he averaged 26-6 as a starter. Mind you, guys, remember, he did get hurt. If he didn't get hurt, who knows where that stat line could have been? Sometimes, man, you ain't meant to see something because it's too soon. And I don't want to compare this to the situation because I don't want it to go down that light, so I'm not going to say it. But there was another kid who came in the league that was rare. These type of players don't come along too often. But I'm not going to say his name. But shout out to that young goat. The youngest to ever do it. I ain't going to... If you don't know what I mean, then you don't know what I mean. But I ain't trying to put that... I ain't trying to correlate them. But at the end of the day, all I'm saying is... LaMelo, before he got hurt, his team was the 4th seed in the East. With teams such as Milwaukee Bucks, Atlanta Hawks... Now the new improved Chicago Bulls, but at the time, who else was competing? Indiana Pacers, Brooklyn Nets, Bucks, Sixers, yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, y'all remember that play where LaMelo dropped, yeah, like I said, dropped Joel Embiid. He didn't trip him. Joel Embiid just got dropped. I ain't never see a big man fall like that. LaMelo made a big man fall like that. That shit was funny, and to see that it was Joel Embiid was kind of funny. Shout out to Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is tough. Even Joel Embiid was like, what the fuck? Shout out to this kid Melo, man. He could be tough, bro. He could be tough. So y'all tell me what y'all think. You know, y'all tell me what y'all think. I just think his stat line, I really believe he's gonna give us, like, and I don't want to talk crazy, but I see 20 plus. You see, now I want to put a number on it so I can live off my L. You know what? Fuck it. 24 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists. And they're the 5th seed in the East. Matter of fact, scratch that. 3rd. And if they're 3rd in the East, and maybe like 5th in power rankings or whatever, if LaMelo does this, barring no injuries, I will say this will be his league. Reason why is because I thought this was going to be Luka's league. And you saw when Luka started facing people in the playoffs is when I was like, you know what? I see what Luka doing out there. He's hooping. But does he do this in the playoffs? When I see LaMelo do this in a playoff, what he's doing, that is when a player really cements themselves as a good player. What do you look like when you're in the playoffs? It's easy to look good. Not easy. But you look good in the regular season, cool. But the playoffs, where it matters. This is where you get paid. This is why they pay you the big money. Is you that guy? Could we have asked of that of Lonzo when first Lonzo came in? I believe no. I believe Lonzo was overhyped in the situation, but not because of his father. It's because people didn't really look at Lonzo for who he was. And then the team wasn't even built around him. So, yes, he was overhyped. But he was only overhyped because of the setting that he was in. And it is what it is. He didn't have shooters. He didn't have none of that. He had niggas who were slashers, basically. But I'm not trying to give Lonzo excuses. It is what it is. But I ask, can LaMelo do what Lonzo couldn't? And it doesn't have to be a diss towards Lonzo, because Lonzo's going to still do great things in this league. I still believe Lonzo has the ability and potential to get his jersey stamped in somewhere in one of these NBA teams. And maybe Chicago might be that. Help that team get a championship again since they haven't got it since Jordan. And you're part of that. So Lonzo could still be a very good player. He could still potentially be a star player. He could still potentially be a generational player. But Lonzo has to go get it. And it has to be some dog shit. I would love to see Lonzo have some Westbrook in him. Because LaMelo does. LaMelo doesn't like to, like, when he's losing a game. Like, people used to go, oh, he's stat padding. He's getting garbage buckets. No, he's trying to make the game close because he's trying to win. There's only so much he can do. The ball's not always in his hands. When you see LaMelo at full potential is when he will have the ball in his hands religiously. He'll be like 80% usage at least. And then if he gets the usage rate that Trae Young gets, and no offense to Trae Young, but the ball can stick with Trae Young to a certain extent. If LaMelo gets the usage Trae Young gets, with his ability to be impactful with the ball in his hand, he's going to make it look like he doesn't have the ball in his hand. Unless he's doing something to create offense. He has the ability that Lonzo has. He has the ability to hot pocket it to somebody and they just splash that shit. But then he also has the ability you need to be an NBA point guard. Elite NBA point guard. He can break down the pick and roll and make any read and any pass. And honestly, he's going to be a better three-point shooter than I ever thought he'd be. And real shit, I'm telling y'all right now, everything that LeVar said about Lonzo, it just might be true about LaMelo. And if that's the case, could we possibly see a potentially great traditional elite point guard again in the NBA? By that I mean is a fucking point guard for real. Like a Steve Nash, a Jason Kidd, a Magic Johnson. I think Trae Young is some Steve Nash. But I'm talking about a guard where the ball goes to him just because everyone knows this is the right thing to do every time. Lonzo used to have that aura about him. Get the ball to Zoe. Zoe's going to find somebody. And that's what Zoe went chasing for in Chicago. And if Zoe gets to capture that again, Zoe will be UCLA Zoe, but it'll be better. I like that Zoe had to go through what he had to go through, because if this was easy for Zoe would have never worked on the other side of his game. The part that he needed to work on. The parts where he used to go into the gym and look like a bum when he was dribbling. He said it himself. I said, hey, when we on the court, I hoop. But when we in the gym, I look like a bot. He said it out of his own mouth. I'm paraphrasing that. But now he's starting to get his handle. Now he's starting to get a step back. You see what he did to Golden State that one time? He's starting to really understand the game and get his shit together. He still has a chance. But at the end of the day, his brother will always be better than him unless he wins more rings than LaMelo, because then people will be going off of just fanship of LaMelo. Lonzo has to win more rings. And at the end of the day, I tell you this right now. These kids were told, you could be better than Jordan. Why not you? Lonzo has not forgot that. So what I see from Lonzo is this year I'm going to be watching the Bulls too, because I want to see. Will he rise again? Because it's a great story when the fallen hero rises once again. And he comes back and goes, y'all got me, but I'm back now. Did LeBron get to Lonzo? Did he finally tell him how good he was? Did he realize how good he was? We'll see. But I think LaMelo already knows how good he is. And that's what makes you a superstar. Yo, what's good, fam? What's good, gang? What's good, everybody? What's good with y'all? What's good with y'all, man? We here, man. You know what time it is. We with a new episode. We live. What's today's date, man? What's today's date, man? You know, it's August 29. We here, you know what I'm saying? But a new episode, so let's just get into it. You know, I'm watching right now. I'm watching LaMelo highlights and, you know, I done watched a couple breakdown on his game. I done watched these videos like multiple times though, like breakdown on his game, because I really like basketball and watching like young players learn the game and seeing how they get better over time. Like I watched like LaMelo when he was in high school, you know what I'm saying? Seeing as when he was like in the ninth grade till now, it's just like, it's amazing to watch growth over time. You get what I'm saying? Trae Young, players like that. And because around that time, I started watching, like, I say, like, where I religiously watch basketball for, like, 8 to 9 years now. You get what I'm saying? Where I say, like, I can really understand the game. So, like, I can only tell you from what I see. Like, so there might be some remarks I make, but y'all got to remember, like, my time period. You feel me? So, I'm watching LaMelo, and what I see from... first of all, I got to say what I thought I was going to see, what people said I should see. By what people said I should see, I mean like old media, people who don't be doing their job, people who don't really be scouting for real. People who just be thinking that it's okay to put LaMelo in the second round in the draft class. And whoever made that shit was so fucking stupid. the fact that he ended up the third pick in the draft. You're so dumb. Like, I don't know if that's the hate for LeVar. I don't know if you just think he's not like that. I don't even know if it's Lonzo not living up to expectations that put a cast shadow on LaMelo, you know? I always told people if Lonzo was balling out crazy, they wouldn't even hesitate to say LaMelo was going to be cold, because even when Lonzo wasn't balling out crazy, everybody thought LaMelo was going to hoop. So imagine if Lonzo balled out. Like, I'm telling you, they would have, like, Minnesota would have said, screw it, fuck it. I know this is dumb. The Lakers did the same thing, but we're trading D'Lo for LaMelo. I really believe they would have done that if Lonzo panned out in Lakerland, because they would have been like, you know what, we gotta get this kid, we see what his brother did and we believe he's better than his brother, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying, like, imagine Lonzo had like at least 2 playoff appearances, a good 18-8-7, you know what I'm saying? Brandon Ingram ends up being him, you know what I'm saying? And somehow they end up still working out with LeBron, you know what I'm saying? Like, say something like that happens. I know it didn't happen, but say something like that happened. I think by the time LaMelo was drafted, actually, I also believe that would have got Jello in the league, by the way. If Lonzo hooped out his first year, I think that would have got Jello in the league, regardless. Because that's just that type of how it works, you know what I'm saying? Like, look at LaMelo's stardom. It got LiAngelo summer league, you know what I'm saying? So, and we'll still see what's going on with that situation. And when I figure out what the news is, I'll come talk to you guys about how I feel about whether if he's not on the team or not. But right now, we're talking about Young Bro. Young Bro is the best out of all but 3 Ball Brothers. I'm sorry if you do not believe that. It is what it is, and I am going to tell you why. Because I am one of those people who wasn't saying it until I seen LaMelo do this thing. So tap in right now. Let me tell y'all. Y'all see that Lonzo always got killed for the hockey pass type shit. Not the hockey pass. The hot potato type of passing, right? We already knew LaMelo could initiate offense, but could he just naturally create offense off of just broken plays or just like movement, just because he can see things and he can put the ball in the right spot and then guys would just be naturally open? But it's, and if you know basketball, you know what I'm talking about. There are some guys, the reason why Lonzo was able to just still float around and not be bounced out the league is because even when he couldn't score, he was able to deliver the ball to his teammates and they were still able to shoot. I always told people this. How do you say Lonzo's trash if he's still in the league? Because at the time, if Lonzo couldn't really score in the paint that well, and Lonzo couldn't really shoot that well, and Lonzo's free throws wasn't that well, y'all kind of get where I'm going? He should have been out the league. But because of his IQ, he was always able to remain. And honestly, if putting Lonzo on your team is naturally going to make you have good offense, if you run the ball through him, he's literally a traditional type of PG. And what LaMelo's going to make it look like is you can be traditional and have a little bit of flair and be a great point guard in this league. This is why I believe Lonzo cannot be better than LaMelo, because LaMelo has the flair. It's that what puts LaMelo over Lonzo. Lonzo can literally be the best defender. Lonzo can literally be the best all-around player. And if his stats are 18-8-7 or 20-8-7 and LaMelo's is same thing, I am promising you, their stats could be similar. LaMelo's going to win it in fanfare. LaMelo's going to win it in swag, because Lonzo's swagger, he lost it when he went to L.A. But hopefully he get it back in Chicago. But even if he gets back to his cold-blooded stares and all that shit when he does the step backs and he be making it, which he be doing, I know he's coming. LaMelo has too much juice for these niggas. No homo. Like, you got, it's just what it is. Like, I literally heard somebody say, yo, LaMelo swag. Like, when did they really start talking about that? Like, there was a confidence. Like, we know that a player needs this, but when do you hear people coming out, yo, his confidence? Literally, when LaMelo got drafted and they were talking about him, they was like, he's so confident, but he's so humble, but he's so confident. Like, they just kept talking about that. He's literally, that's why Lonzo's confidence got hindered. But LaMelo's confidence is just within him. He's literally just him. And it's why he says he's rare, one of one. I believe it too, because when I try to compare LaMelo's game, right, to somebody in the league playing right now or somebody playing before, you actually find mixtures of people. but you never find one name for sure. And those become those type of guys. Those type of guys that you go, yo, you know what? He got a little bit of this. He got a little bit of that. He got a little bit of this. But then when LaMelo tells you, I never really watch people play. He's just him. So shit that, I don't really believe he did that, but I also believe he did watch some people play. But for the most part, I believe the way he plays is literally how he would play if he was in any type of setting. There are some players that are, they are not allowed to get freaky like that. They are not allowed to show their creativity. And I remember watching Devin in the lab, you know, 10,000 hours, those, you know, that guy. I was watching him talk about it. He was like, the wrong guy could fuck up somebody's career because some of these guys are just artists. And sometimes as a coach and an artist, you just have to let that player go or let that person do what they do, because that's the beauty in how they create magic. And honestly, I think we got to be watching LaMelo Ball more, because everybody knows what he can do, but they still don't know what he can do. You get what I'm saying? Like, when I was watching, and call me a LaMelo Ball fan, call me whatever you want to call me, I don't really give a fuck. But I watched every game, and I did this with Lonzo too. I watched every game, right? Because I don't believe you could talk about something unless you truly watch them. It's why when people argue with me, I bring facts. Don't argue with me, LaMelo Ball, this, that, and third, because even though that I do have fanship, I can be honest, objective. You get what I'm saying? And I'll bring facts. I'll bring stats for those guys who love the stats. LaMelo wasn't supposed to be that great of a shooter. He shot 37%. And his brother shot 40. So this narrative that they can't shoot, I just think they're perfect players for whatever setting you put them in. I'm going to say that again. I just think they're perfect players for whatever perfect setting they're in. Chino Hills basketball, that's what they were meant to do. And it's the foundation to why they can play in any system. And why they can be still serviceable players, even if they're not stars, because they do the small things. Who's the last person to do the small things and talk about them a lot and really impact the game? Oh yeah, Steph Curry. People don't know that though. They just think about threes. They don't really watch the game, because if you watch the game, you watch all the screens he sets, the way he puts his body on the line, not just running around screens, but using his body as a screen, using his body to screen big men, to screen other type of players, to get other guys open. Steph Curry's impact is truly great, and I will go into detail about that at one point, but I want to talk about the young kid. I want to talk about the young buck. And remember what LeVar said? Lonzo could be better than Steph Curry. I don't think that. Maybe somebody else in that Ball family has a chance. And if that's the case, if he does that, I don't care what his career turns into. That's a success, because I believe Steph Curry is the greatest point guard to ever play this game. Why? Because he changed the way point guards play the game. He showed another avenue of how you can play the game, and now we can truly appreciate a point guard who's a traditional passer who changed his style of play. LaMelo's a passer first now. He was the person saying, I ain't no pass first point guard. But bro, you're really nice with it. And it's, I'm not gonna lie, I don't like seeing LaMelo chuck. Real talk. And sometimes it's understandable, and it's what needs to be done. But LaMelo's game is so like, I don't know, man. Maybe this year was just a year. But I've been watching LaMelo for so long that I can't say that. I say that for the casuals. I believe he's going to show you something that you ain't never seen before. Y'all talk about Luka. In a couple years, I thought it was going to be Luka versus Trey. When they both get into their prime, and I thought they were going to take over. You know what I'm saying? And now, I know it's only been 1 year, but LaMelo tells me that. It shows me that he just might be in that conversation too. And I think he can do something that Trey and Luka can do. But they both can't do it themselves. I don't think Trey Young could play the game the way Luka can. And that's not his job. It's to put, he can play his game his way. And I don't believe Luka can do it Trey Young's way. But I do believe LaMelo has his own way, and I know he's rare one of one, so I don't want to compare him. But I hear people saying LaMelo's a taller Trey Young. LaMelo's similar to Luka. If those are the two perceived young best guards coming up, He has both. He could slow the game down, speed it up. He could play the pick and roll, manipulate the defense. He knows how to get to the foul line. I'm not gonna lie. What he can be scary. And maybe that's just my fanship saying that. But I might come back around and go, damn. He really the Pat Mahomes of the fucking NBA. If y'all like what I had to say, man, y'all tap into that. If y'all don't, then don't tap in. But hey, maybe I'm crazy. But I just think that there's something about this kid. There's something about this kid. And I think, and I always say this, LaMelo, Lonzo, and LiAngelo had to go through their little bump in the road. His was during the high school arc. Lonzo's was during the NBA arc. Jello's was somewhere in the middle. It's ironic because Lonzo was born first, so he got to the league first, and he had the hits that that LaMelo didn't have to get through because he got to see it, and so he could avoid that. But LiAngelo got to see both of them achieve their dream, and it could have killed him to say, damn, I'm not going to make it. They both did. My dad did say 2 out of 3 of us going to make it, but then I got to still keep working, and he kept working, right? Brody kept working, and now he just might have a chance. But that's only because LaMelo came in. I want to let y'all know, Lonzo and LiAngelo are good players. But when they first won their chip was when the whole family was connected. And I believe in this. Call me a fan, call me whatever you want. But if all three of them get on the same team, seeing as Jello gets a contract and he upgrades his game and he gets better, and LaMelo keeps improving the way he's doing, and Lonzo's the key to this too. Lonzo's going to do all the things that LaMelo's not going to do. Those little things, those stops, those plays where he lets LaMelo really get to be LaMelo. Because when's the last time we get to see LaMelo at full form? It's when he was playing with Zoe. He was doing all the assistant shit. He was doing all that shit. If you ever watch them play together, like all three of them play together, like in like open runs, like they be doing, they look crazy on the court. There was one, like, before the league started, before Melo's rookie season, before this year started, they was playing, and LaMelo looked like the tallest, and they was just doing that Chino Hills basketball, niggas. And it's just like, niggas could not get the ball up the court. And I'm pretty sure they was playing against some players who know how to play, so it was just like, yo. LeVar, I think I ain't gonna lie, a lot of people gonna have to bite the dust if LeVar get this right, man. All the shit, yo. Shout out to you, Melo. You might be a young goat you might turn into a young goat. I hope the man stays healthy. I hope everybody stays healthy so we could really see. I hope John Moran stays healthy. I hope everybody stays healthy so we could really see some good basketball. Because I ain't gonna lie, I know like Steph and LeBron, that arc is about to be on the way out. But these young niggas, I used to make the future of the NBA episode. These young niggas, we gonna see something with these young niggas, man. Luka, we got Cade coming up, Jalen Suggs, we got Jalen Green, hey, these young bucks, man, I can't wait to see what the league turns into. I hope I'm alive to see so many years of this, to be real. You know, as long as I'm alive, I'm gonna talk about basketball, what I'm seeing, you know what I'm saying? Tap into the season. I'm going to be watching every game again. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be watching every game, breaking it down. Probably going to be breaking it down while the game going on. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to do that. I'm going to be breaking the game down while it's going on and stuff, you know. I want to do that live, though. You know? I want to do that live. Talk about what we seeing and shit, you know. But shout out to y'all, man. If y'all like what y'all hearing, you know, hit that like button. Do what you do. And, let's get the cracking, you know what I'm saying? Let's get crazy. Let's do what we do. Let's be a young goat too. Let's be superstars.